USA Radio News.
While President Biden boasted on social media about the modest decrease in gas prices, angry critics pointed out that prices are still up sharply since the president took office. The president's messaging on gas prices has gone through many changes, with Biden saying in June there was little he could do to lower prices at the pump. Biden recently switched strategies and bragged that the lower prices are tied to his decision to release barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Operations at the Port of Oakland resumed this week after several days of disruptions caused by truckers protesting a California labor law. Truckers protesting the gig worker law disrupted operations at the port last week, blocking cargo from moving in or out of the port. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Americans are losing confidence in the economy.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
School spending surged in Arizona from 2018 to 21. While teacher pay increased in that span, it did not expand at the rate that the state upped its public school spending. So while the state increased its spending on public schools by close to 28% over those few years, teachers received a 16.5% increase in pay on average. That's 11.4 points less than the increased spending rate as a whole, according to a new Goldwater Institute policy report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos decried the notion of student loan forgiveness on Tuesday on Newsmax. She told the news outlet that forgiving student debt is not going to solve the problem for anyone. According to a Forbes report filed in June, the total student loan debt for both federal and private loans totaled $1.75 trillion. Former Vice President Mike Pence pleaded with young Americans to take the pro-life cause to every state house in America.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A California teenager is taking adventure to a whole new level and making history. 16-year-old Cal Currier became the youngest person to ever sail the Atlantic Ocean west to east all by himself. He reunited with his family in Portugal, completing the record-breaking feat after traveling 4,000 miles from start to finish. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.